In the fever clinic of this Beijing hospital, the body of a patient is taken away through a hallway filled with people infected by COVID-19. Beds and rooms are in short supply. A sudden lifting of virus restrictions last month sparked a nationwide surge in cases. It's forced staff to transform this hospital lobby into a makeshift ward for extra patients. Dozens, mostly elderly, are being monitored by a few doctors and nurses. Medical staff are under immense pressure. Many have fallen ill themselves. Here, they've been instructed not to speak to media.
We don't give interviews.
The government says China's COVID-19 situation is under control and the worst of the outbreak is over. But here, at one of the biggest hospitals in Beijing, the wards are still overflowing with people, and many have had to wait hours to see a doctor.
Long queues fill emergency rooms. Some who were turned away last week, like this man, are trying a second time.
There are more than 100 people before me. What you can do? Just wait. My father is 88 years old. It's very challenging for people his age to recover from this virus. I'm very glad he's still alive.
Others aren't so fortunate. This crematorium in Beijing's east is inundated with families waiting for the remains of their loved ones to be attended to. One man who didn't want to be filmed told us a recent influx has led to delays. Officially, China has one of the lowest COVID-19 death tolls in the world. But the backlog here and at hospitals nationwide tells a different story. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.